Well, we are going to our guest line right now, and we are heading out to talk to Ryan Broyles, Detroit Lions wide receiver, second-round pick out of Oklahoma. He is at the NFL PA Rookie Premier in Los Angeles, learning a lot about the game of football and getting his brand-new Detroit Lions Nike jersey for the first time. Ryan, it's Alex Marvez and Jim Miller. How are you?
I'm good. How you all doing?
We're doing great, Ryan. Thanks for joining the show today. And, well, just tell us about the NFL rookie premiere. We had on Doug Martin of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers earlier, and he's talking about, hey, first opportunity to really wear the new Nike jerseys that are going to be available. What does that mean to you that you'll be donning the Honolulu blue of the Detroit Lions wearing that Nike proud?
Man, it is awesome, man. I finally made it to the NFL. It's truly a blessing to be able to get invited to come out here with these guys. And, man, I'm just going to enjoy my time. I'm taking it all in. Love the jersey. Just love putting on an NFL jersey. You know, it just makes me feel like I've accomplished something. I know I have a long way to go to be where I want to be, but just being in this position right now is just so awesome.
Yeah, and Ryan, you know, you suffered a torn ACL in November. We feel for you about that, but you became the NCAA leader in receptions before that, 349. You're such a talented player, and the Lions are so confident that you're going to make a complete recovery that you were drafted in the second round. Can you please go ahead and give our SiriusXM NFL radio listeners an update as to what your health status is?
Oh, well, I feel good. Almost back to normal. Continue to get stronger doing therapy. I'm doing as much as I can out there on the field running routes. So I feel good about the progress I've made. Been blessed to have a great supporting cast around me, doctors, therapists, to just be with me along the way. It just gives me great confidence knowing that people want me to succeed.
Well, it's interesting. Well, I live here in Motown, Ryan, so I know how excited the Lions fans are about your addition to Detroit. And, you know, I brought up that John Gruden compares you to a Tim Brown. Those are big shoes to fill when you think of the great Oakland Raider and how he came from Notre Dame. I mean, how would you classify your play? And assuming you return to 100%, the type of impact you feel you can have as a rookie for the Detroit Lions?
I'm just going to just work as hard as I can to be a complete player, special teams, receiver. Whatever team wants me to do, I'm going to go out there and give it my all. I'm not going to take this opportunity for granted. I've worked so hard to get to this point. I don't continue to sound, I don't believe, and I'm not going to stop here. But, yeah, I have no doubt in my mind I'm going to come back 100%. There's many guys that come back from ACL, even worse ACL tears than I have. So I feel confident about the situation I'm in. It's a great group of guys I'm going to be a part of, a great offense, and looking forward to what's next.
You talk about a great offense, arguably the best wide receiver in the game of football today, Megatron, Calvin Johnson, one of your teammates now. When you were drafted by the Lions, how soon did it take till that hit you, that you get to go play with Megatron? And what is it as a wide receiver, because obviously you have a keen eye for that position, what is it when you watch him play on Sundays that sets him apart maybe from everyone else in the league?
He just got great physical attributes. I heard he's the hardest worker. I got to work out with him or with all the receivers on Monday and Tuesday of last or this week. Those guys work hard, so it shows how they produce on the weekends. But they both, Nate Burleson and Calvin Johnson, maybe 30 minutes after I got drafted, they say, welcome to the family. I fix them back. I say, let's get it. You know, I'm ready to come in there and work. I'm ready to pick their brains. You know, I want to be as successful as those guys. So I feel good about being coming in and learning from them.
Well, it's good to hear your voice. You can just hear the excitement resonate from how you're speaking right now, Ryan. And is that tough for you, how you've had to be patient in coming back from the ACL? Because it sounds like you're ready to get going, and you're ready right now. And I know they want to be careful in how they bring you back. But for you personally, has there been any setbacks in terms of coming back from the injury and, you know, just where you feel you're at? You know, currently, I know Alex asked this a little bit earlier, but because of your excitement to play, but yet you have to be cautious into when you do return full speed.
Yeah, well, I think any guy that makes it into the NFL, they're very competitive. I feel like I'm the same. I definitely want to get out there, but I know my body. I know my body better than the doctors. I know my body better than anyone else. I live in it. So I understand how I feel and what I can do and push myself to the extent of getting better and not getting hurt. So I know there are time frames, and everybody's body is different. So it could be 6 months, it could be a year, it could be anything. But I know how I feel, and I know when I can push it, and the coaches do want to hold me back. And because they keep saying you can't win any games in May, which makes more sense to me. I'm so used to being in college and going through spring ball, and you're out there playing all year round. But it's a different type of organization and league now these days that you can't win any games in May. So I have the luxury of sitting back and continuing the hill.
Talking with Ryan Broyles, Oklahoma wide receiver. And I tell you what, it's Boomer Sooner in Detroit because they fell in love with a couple of your college teammates. Talk about Ronnell Lewis and Travis Lewis, the outside linebackers that the Lions drafted. What do they bring to the team for those fans who haven't maybe seen those guys play? Because, you know, clearly you're the dynamic wide receiver. Everyone's watching you at Oklahoma. So talk about those two guys. And also, what does it mean to just have some familiar faces as you begin your NFL journey?
Oh, well, those guys are the heart and soul of our defense in Oklahoma. Travis Lewis, 4-year starter, led the country, or the Big 12 in tackles, I feel like every year. Ronnell Lewis is a linebacker slash DN. He can go in there, big body, strong kid that can produce wherever you put him. Those two guys are leaders. I feel like that's going to be a great addition to the Lions defense. The organization saw something in those two guys to bring them in, as well as me. We actually have Sam Proctor, a free agent. He played safety at Oklahoma, so he just signed. And so there'll be four of us out there. A lot of people say the Detroit Sooners now. So it's a good feeling to have those guys out there with me. Well, we can just pick up from where we left off.
Well, Ryan, tell us a little bit about this NFL rookie premiere. You talked about the excitement of wearing the jersey. I'm sure you got a little player's card as well. But how is it managing some of the distractions off the field? Because this is a requirement by the NFL and the NFLPA that you participate in this NFL rookie premiere. And how have you been dealing with, some of the little bit of the sideshows so far?
I'm enjoying it. It's a great time out here to be with these other rookies. You know, we're all going through the same process, so it's good to be around them and talk to these guys and pick their brain a little bit. We get to hang out, sign autographs. So it's time to step back away from football and really just this is when the NFL is really starting to hit me right now. Just understand that all these guys come in and want to talk to you, and really it's just a great time for us all.
Well, Ryan, we are honored that you're joined by us. Continue your rehab. We cannot wait to see you tear it up on the field this season for Detroit Lions. Thanks so much, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Outstanding. Detroit Lions wide receiver Ryan Broyles.